This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, if you listen to the station on the regular, well, then you know that we are knee-deep in coats for kids. That's right. We've partnered with the Washington State Council of Firefighters in an effort to raise $50,000. $50,000 would put a brand-new American-made coat on 2,000 kids in need right here in Washington. And every $25 puts a new coat on that kid. It's just that simple. And sometimes doing a good feels good. A man in Florida, he's being hailed as a hero after saving an 81-year-old woman that he saw fall into a pond. And when asked about it, he said he'd do it again. A different man in Florida said that he did not hesitate when he pulled a woman out of an SUV only seconds before a train smashed into it. I guess her car stalled there. He saw the train coming, and a man sprang into action. He saved the woman's life. And then there are those non-life-saving but equally heroic things that people do. In Utah, a college student, they are attempting to track down the Good Samaritan who was kind enough to return their wallet an hour away from where they lost it. And keep in mind, they just kind of left it on the doorstep. They weren't asking for praise. He has them on their Ring camera, essentially, but doesn't know who they are. He just wants to say thank you. It was a simple gesture, but it, quote, as a student says, restored my faith in humanity. That's from the guy that lost the wallet. Now, just because you attempt to do the right thing doesn't always mean that things end well. Earlier this week, we told you about a guy in Georgia. He was kind enough to rescue a wounded raccoon on the side of the road. And yeah, it bit him in the face, and it had rabies. A guy in California, he tried to rescue a cat that was stuck high up in a tree. So the guy climbed all the way up there. Yeah, he ended up needed to be rescued by firefighters. And to add insult to injury, the cat climbed down the tree all on its own. And then there's a guy in Texas. He attempted to help a woman in distress, and he got set up for a carjacking instead. You win some, you lose some. But today we're talking about at least the attempt to do good. Hopefully everything went well, but it doesn't always. And that's what today's question, brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration, is all about. Today we want to know who tried to do some good and did it work out.
To be a part of the big show, call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live. Send your emails to the Men's Room at KISW.com and now watch the show live on YouTube at KISW Rock.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
One briefcase. One moment. could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, one Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
All the tools, away we go. Welcome to the 20th anniversary season, episode number 4,438. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. The exciting return of Ted versus the FCC as we wind down the year that is 2025. I believe we have two more attempts at Ted versus the FCC, is that correct?
We have today. We'll have
one up at Tony V's.
Oh, yeah.
Live broadcast. And then we're done.
Yeah, that might be it. Two more.
And then after that, the final week is the end of year spectacular, where we play every miss on this year's Ted versus the FCC. And it's been...
And this year, that'll take about 10 minutes.
It will.
Is it even, if Ted gets both this week and next week correct, is there even a possibility of breaking 500 or...
I don't believe so.
Really?
No. Well, Mike's a good buddy, and he just kind of stopped telling me my record after a while.
Yeah. Well, we have a brand new one today.
He tells me to play hard and give it effort.
Actually, no. If Ted wins out, he will end with wait a minute. I have to double check this. I might be wrong.
I haven't won in like
a month. Did you win last week? Or do we retire that one? I know we retired it one way or the other, but did you get it?
I don't think so.
I don't believe you did. Well, we'll find out when we play the replay.
That's a good point.
Ted versus the FCC.
I don't think we did.
We do have a listener submitted Ted versus the FCC for you today, Ted. Hopefully you'll be able to knock this one out of the park.
I knew you guys were up late last night because you had one of your pills here.
Saw that. Yes. We still don't know what it is.
This one has to do with Chunky Butt Funk.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, he's the topic of this week's Ted versus the FCC.
Chunky.
So Ted versus the FCC coming up at 4:35 on the program.
No, Ted, you can't break even.
Okay.
That's what I was
saying. Well, then what's the point?
Hey, you play out the string.
Okay.
It's like you can't throw, you're not tanking in the NFL, right?
Right, you still got to play.
You still got to play the games. I'm still a professional broadcaster.
Okay.
Give it 100%.
I mean, the Raiders are going to play 17 games this season.
They will.
Don't compare me to the Raiders, damn.
Okay, I'll put you Jets. Not doing well, but competitive in every game.
I am competitive.
All give it a shot.
And people thought maybe I had a shot at the beginning of the year.
They sure did.
I'm like Justin Fields of this.
Hey, 2026 is not too far away. Coming up, we'll drink and toast the weekend with a shot of the day. That's Bad Choice, Bad Attack.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
This is your fault.
Now we got a couple things going on today. They both make sense. Today is Bartender Appreciation Day.
I always appreciate bartenders.
Which I celebrate almost every day of the year.
I try to.
Yeah, sure. They say bartenders have a rich history. They have been around since ancient times across various cultures and with over 500,000 bartenders alone in the United States.
Damn.
National Bartender Day is a big holiday to celebrate. Whether they say you go out to a bar or restaurant in your neighborhood, make a trek to a new spot in town, or share a drink with your favorite bartending friend.
December 5th. We appreciate you. We need you to be at work.
Is the day to show your appreciation for all the mixologists out there. So they say, how do you show your appreciation? Tip them generously.
Tip.
Yes, increase your tip to acknowledge their hard work.
And don't order anything that needs to be muddled.
As that's most of their income when you break it right down.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Say thank you. Just a simple thank you for all you do goes a long way to recognize their service. Try a new drink. Ask your bartender for their favorite cocktail or something they like to make.
NASCAR Spritz.
Yeah. What is a NASCAR Spritz?
You order a Miller High Life in a bottle, kind of drink some out of the neck, and then you add some Aperol.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Where are you going to find Miller High Life in a bottle?
At our local watering hole.
Oh, they have it.
Oh, absolutely.
They do.
Yeah.
That's not an easy one to find in the greater Seattle area.
Ted and my wife both enjoy the NASCAR Spritz.
Yeah. You go outside of Seattle. I swear to God, there's a ton of Miller products. There's always a Miller beer on tap. Best we can do here is typically a Miller High Life.
Sure.
Whether it's in a pony or something like that. But, yeah. They say be respectful. Be polite. Monitor your alcohol intake.
But just today.
Mm-hmm. And make safe plans for getting home. And they say just, hey, support the industry in general. Mm-hmm. Visit your local bars and restaurants, especially those with your favorite bartenders, to show the ongoing support.
Yeah.
Support.
But just today, the rest of the time, you could be that drunken, disrespectful, low-tip a-hole you've always been.
That's right. And you know what else today is, Ted?
Friday.
It is Friday. It is also Repeal Day. You see,
oh, yeah.
Back
mm-hmm.
in 1933, nice. Following the signature of President Franklin D. Roosevelt, the United States ended a 13-year experiment with the increasingly unpopular nationwide prohibition of alcohol. So it's National Repeal Day. Today, December 5th. They say if you enjoy alcohol, this is a great opportunity to celebrate your legal freedom to consume it.
Damn right.
And while popular opinion tends to suggest that prohibition probably failed, it did succeed in cutting overall alcohol consumption in half during the 1920s.
Yeah, because it was during prohibition.
So what did that mean? That meant zero tax revenues and alcohol was zeroed out. That was the beginning of the Depression, pretty much.
Yeah, there you go,
You
man.
Also have to factor in the amount of violence that upped because of bootlegging, and you created an illegal market.
Mm-hmm. And you had worse alcohol because bootlegging leads to stupid things.
Yeah. Right? They say, given a dangerous flap of style edge to the consumption of alcohol in illegal speakeasies, also may have contributed to a whole cult around alcohol consumption, further glamorizing it to a point.
I will say, though, one good thing that came out of speakeasies is it helped kind of integrate us a little more.
It absolutely
because
did.
Because then it was like, oh, yeah, mm-hmm. like...
You got money, I'll serve you booze.
Correct. And jazz singers were super popular, yeah. And they
it
were
was
like,
a huge gig for jazz singers, man. It really was.
That's right. They say, so if you own any Flapper-style costumes, this is the time of year to pull
and
them
out.
And
who doesn't?
Yeah, I got a Flapper-style
costume. Everybody break out your Flapper-style costume.
So not only is it Bartender Appreciation Day, but it's also... Repeal Day. So today we celebrate with LMFAO and Lil Jon.
I think I know the words.
Sing along. Everybody. Sing it at home.
God, this is a good song.
Does it make you want to do one?
Yes.
Yes! We should do a show.
Yeah, I think we should.
I know. It's Friday.
And we're celebrating the repeal of Prohibition.
Positive Friday.
I don't have a flapper costume, so that's the best I can do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So LMFAO and Lil Jon doing shots. Take it on Chumbawamba.
Chumbawamba, one of the very few bands that if you just say the name of the band, if you're pulled over, you will be arrested for drug driving. Just look at a cop and say, Chumbawamba.
I used to have an autographed poster of all the members of Chumbawamba.
Congratulations.
Ooh. I know. That's right.
What happened to
him? I don't know.
You wrapped some fish in it and
said, I have
it
no
to
idea what happened. Yeah.
How many members are in Chumbawamba?
Like eight, four, nine?
Okay, that's what I picked.
No, like no, I do remember the posters. A ton of guys on the.
It looks like the Dave Matthews Band out
he
there.
He drinks the whiskey drink. He drinks the vodka drink. Yeah. All that stuff. Chumbawamba and Tub Thumping. Take it on now. LMFAO and Lil Jon with shots.
What is this song about? What is Tub Thumping about?
So Tub Thumping is like when you stand on top of a tub and you're like preaching. You know, like all in right. England in that one square, they have all those people.
Yeah, but what does it have to do with drinking? Or are they just saying like...
I want to say this...
Like a soapbox. Essentially, same idea. Yeah.
Correct. Thank you, Miles. That's a better explanation.
Yeah.
I think he's just getting hammered or something. It's okay. One of those fun songs that has some dark, sad meaning.
Okay. I got drunk, got on my soapbox. And all right.
One of those two tunes coming up right after we drink and toast with the shout of the day. Follow us on Exit at Men's Room Live and get to voting now on Bad Choice Friday. Okay, look. Coach for Kids is going on.
Correct.
We're doing real well as far as the total so far. I want to say that Ryan said we were up at maybe $15,000, $16,000.
A little bit over $16,000 as of this morning.
As of today. If you have $25, that $25 donation will put a coat on a kid this winter who needs one. Mm-hmm. There are 300,000 kids in Washington State that are that live in poverty. And the goal is 2,500 coats. Obviously, if we can do better than that, that would be great. Just know that $25 is going to put an American-made coat on a kid who needs one in the area.
So and it can be aggregate. So even if you got $2, throw it into the pot, man.
The Washington State Council of Firefighters, they do an amazing job with for Operation Warm and Coats for Kids. And we need your help. So during the show today, if you want to contribute a little bit, hell, if you give $100, call us up and we say, what good did you do? You say, I gave $100 for Coats for Kids. Four kids.
Yes.
Four kids will have a brand new coat this winter. So you're doing good on that, and we need your help. So if you can, please donate now at KISW.com. But it doesn't mean all the time when you try to do good, that it always works out. Hopefully, you could share some stories today about people who have done you a solid.
Sure, sure.
Within your lifetime. Hopefully, you have paid that back, paid that forward. In one
somehow.
Way or another. And look, man, it's kind of hard sometimes to just talk about these types of things. And I know that sounds, no one wants to beat their own chest because they did something good. It almost sounds like a humble brag, but it's not.
Oh, no, I would. I just haven't done anything particularly nice. Right.
You give money to charity every year.
I do.
A variety of them, right?
All I would ask is, I do, and it's one of those things that we've been doing for years, and you kind of forget who you've been doing it for, because honestly, it's been 20 years, so it's just something that comes out of the check. Now that it is December, honest to God, 9 out of every 10 text messages I get are from the charities that I donate to.
Wonderful.
Sort of.
Well, they want your money.
I do it every month.
I want your money. You can
donate
to me.
But it's like I do it every month, guys. Why are you bugging me? Like, I get it. It's cool. But I swear to God, like, my phone keeps lighting up. And it's just all, and I'm like, oh, right. Yeah. I forgot. I gave you guys
money. Look, your wife, she gives more than anybody I think.
Jesus Christ.
As far as her time, as far as her effort with your, not just your children, but their school, their schoolmates, their classmates, their teachers.
I know everyone.
Yes.
It's lovely.
She bakes. I mean, whatever's going on, they're having a bake sale.
My house is a nightmare 100% of the time. You know what we got in the mail today?
What's that?
I hadn't even left the house yet. Amazon drops off a box. She's like, hey, they're here. Do you know what it is? I never know what's in the box. It's kind of cool. They're like fake snowballs for indoors. All right, so.
Oh, so you can throw them and not break anything.
You can throw them because she is hosting and has put together and has spent quite a lot of money and time organizing this thing for some of the little kids tomorrow at the school. They all watch the movie Elf. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So, and she's making sure they get fed. There's a bunch of logistics that go into it that I try to ignore, but I can't. But she ordered these snowballs because one of the things they're going to do, unsolicited, it was her and her friend's idea, when it gets to the snowball scene in the movie, they're going to pause it. And little do these children know, they're going to get their hands on probably about 50 of these fake snowballs each, and they get to have this
massive
inside snowball fight. And I'm like, that's actually really awesome. I love you for doing that. Can you stop?
Now look, with us.
Have you thrown one yet?
I haven't. I wanted to. We were literally walking out the door when she opened it, and she put it in my hand, and I almost brought one into work, but I didn't because I'm like, I know what will happen if I bring one of these snowballs. We would not get through the show.
Now, if you happen to enjoy a Men's Room Holidays Holiday Porter over the weekend, all right, it's only available on tap. It's a limited release. Delicious. Grandma's Rum Balls, hints of orange, vanilla, and seasonal spices in there. Fantastic porter. But just know, even if you're just sitting in a bar and you order one of our beers from Black Raven, that a portion of the net proceeds go to the three Fisher homes in the area.
Yeah.
When you buy the San Juan, the Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company, same deal. When you buy the Men's Room Beer Brats from Uli's with a Men's Room IPA inside the actual brat, a portion of those net proceeds, so you don't have to do a lot.
It helps.
But if you do buy those products, you have to know that you're doing some good. So that's one of the reasons that we appreciate when you guys do buy that stuff and keep it selling, because not only do we get more shelf space, more people buy the beer, but the proceeds go to the right place.
I actually had to explain that to my daughter's school. Like a lot of schools, you have to get a certain amount of service hours, and they want it to be something charitable. Well, we did our 20-year anniversary, Black Raven, a couple of months ago. And she worked with Kayla and the promotions team and helped them set up and whatever else they had her do, all right? But that was going to go toward her hours. And the school initially rejected it.
Mm-hmm.
Saying, well, this was at a party at a bar, and we had to explain, it's for a charity.
Yes, it is.
It goes to the Fisher House. Like, all that beer, 50% of that went to a charity that helps out current service members. What do you not think is charitable? So the school, to their credit, they changed their tune. So we didn't know that, and I said, that is fair, but understand, she was there doing something that brought 800 people showed up and spent their money. That goes to a very good cause.
Look, I had a boss at one point in time. He said, I need you to work smart. He said, the most important thing I need you to do is work smart. He's like, I want you to work efficiently and smart. And the reason is because I'm going to give you more stuff to do.
Right.
Yeah. So I need you to be able to do more, but on these certain things, you need to work smarter, you need to work quicker, more efficient, and get this stuff done. So with the beers, with the sausages, that to me is working smart as far as giving
you care.
Now, if you listen to the Daily Mix show, you'll listen to Taryn talk about riding her bike.
840 miles up a mountain.
Yeah. Running up the steps of Columbia Tower. Those guys do things
for a great cause.
But they do things.
But I say that's not smart.
I
unless
agree.
You want to walk all the way to the top of the Columbia Tower. I did it one year with Ryan Castle. It's your legs are burning by the time you get up there.
They also have an elevator.
They do. And I took that down.
I'm just saying.
You don't go back down those steps. You take the elevator.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So just think about it. You sit at the bar stool to celebrate National Bartender Appreciation Day. Repeal Day. Mm-hmm. Get yourself a Men's Room IPA. And
yeah.
Guess what you're doing, man? Not only helping out the bartenders, but you're giving back to charity.
Yeah. I mean, like, my God, we cannot make this. To me, this is brilliant.
Yeah. All right.
Now or go have a fun run, if that's what you want to do.
Now that we've beaten our chest.
Yeah.
You went on a fun run.
Well, but you do it for the...
Well, I did a 5K because I wanted to watch Diplo.
Well, that's...
And I didn't help a charity.
Ted always has an old, ooh, they have this beer garden at the end. Or, oh, hey, man, Diplo's doing a set, so you'll do it.
I mean, I think some of it did go to some charity.
Sure it did.
Sure,
I bet it did. What was the name of the race?
Diplo's 5K?
Called Diplo's 5K.
It's his Diplo's Fun Run. Right, but you're right. Taryn bikes for MS.
Oh, and it's great. Yeah. But it's like, man, but she's always like, man, my gooch is killing me. We rode 50 miles. And I'm like, man, like your dedication, it's outstanding. But it's got to be something more fun, right?
Yeah.
To raise money. You get a finisher medal, you get a t-shirt, you get a Diplo and Friends set there.
Yeah, and I'm that guy. Won 5K in 20 years. The medal's hanging on my mantle, and I wore the shirt every weekend since.
You could volunteer for it.
I don't know that it goes down. I think he's just making money. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm a bad person.
Wow.
Trying to be healthier.
Oh, wait, there's a charity. Charity partner is Good Sports.
There it is.
There
it is. We are helping a young athlete join their first running club or supplying the gear that they need to train and compete safely.
Look at Ted being
selfless. Committed to making sports accessible to all nationwide. New equipment, apparel, and footwear to kids in high-need communities.
And you love
sports.
Do
you see what you just did there, Ted?
Yep. And two of our listeners showed up. They didn't do the run. They just wanted to see the concert. So giving them that information, that was me helping them.
Look at that, man. You just keep giving.
It just oozes
out of you.
It's hard.
Yeah.
It's, I just can't stop.
It's
you
giving.
Pissed charity.
I'm going to be probably giving a $20 donation tonight at some bar.
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
This is a very cool story that comes our way locally, by the way. And this was last week. Now, keep in mind that obviously if you are going to college, you're doing pretty well for yourself, but it's expensive.
Who's doing well for themselves? They're going to college.
If you're
going
to pay for it, you're going to pay for it later, or someone
you're paying for it later.
Yeah. Paying for it later. You're trying to work your ass off to try to pay some of it now. But either way,
I was having a conversation about old Sally Mae loans the other day with somebody.
Oh yeah.
Well, I didn't go to college, but I went to a broadcast school, which still costs thousands of dollars.
Yep.
So I remember having that loan, and then I was hanging out with lawyers, and my one buddy's wife just goes, "You have no idea how many years we were paying off that loan."
You got yours paid off.
Yeah, I paid that one off pretty
quickly. Ours is a lot less than, say, a 4 or 8 year college.
Yeah, right. I'm sure you did the same thing.
I had to take a little bit of a loan, right? It was just way more money than I had. But again, it was probably paid off in like 2 years.
Correct.
Yeah.
A group of University of Washington students were called into a meeting a couple Mondays ago and told to expect some news. So one student said, honestly, we thought we were going to be in trouble. But the opposite was true. It was announced that an anonymous donor had made a $50 million donation to the university's medical laboratory science program. That would be enough to cover senior year tuition for clinical rotations for the next 50 years, according to the Seattle Times.
Damn.
In other words, if you're a senior, they're going to wipe that last year out for you as far as you having to pay for it.
Sure.
How much went to NIL?
Well, I don't know.
And they got a new head coach.
It depends. We have a cookie... Right. We have a cookie guy in town, man.
I don't know. We have a crumble guy.
We got a crumble guy. The surprise announcement left students shocked and grateful, wiping out the $8,000 to $10,000 cost of the critical year. That often means students can't work part-time jobs because it's all encompassing.
You know who's actually happy are the parents. But yes, continue.
The donor described only as a Washington resident connected to the program left behind one clue to their identity.
His name? No. What is the clue?
A Microsoft computer?
This person also loves Dick's Burgers, which were piled atop several platters and handed out to the stunned students as they celebrated the news. But that could be anybody. If you live
in
Seattle.
But Bill Gates is the only billionaire I've ever seen that has photos of him waiting in line at Dick's.
Well, that's because he's the only one that actually
million
goes.
Dollars.
Yeah. Bill Gates pulls up in his Taurus.
Yeah.
He's still that
So
guy.
It's Bill Gates then, basically, is what we're hearing.
Well, we don't know that. But the donation will also allow the program to expand from 70 to 100 students over the next decade, help address a national shortage of lab medical scientists. an issue that was pretty well highlighted during the COVID pandemic.
Sure.
What an incredible way for an unseen field to feel very seen, according to the students. This is so generous and surprising. The future now for us looks a little bit easier. The AP details other recent donations that are helping cover college costs for some students, including a $1 billion donation made by a former professor to New York's Albert Einstein College of Medicine, effectively making tuition there free for anybody who could get it.
If you can get it, yes.
If you can get it. So our question, who tried to do some good and did it work out? 206-803-ROCK.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
One briefcase. One moment. Could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, one Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
Now, 1 week from today, next Friday, we'll be broadcasting our show live from Tony B's up in Everett. So if you're in the Everett area, you're headed to the Unwrapped show, join us starting at 2 o'clock. We are not going to use the phones.
Nope.
So it's going to be you who are on site, answering our questions, playing our games, having fun. We're going to have a couple of the artists who are playing the Unwrapped show over at Angel of the Winds Arena stopping by. So interview a couple of those guys and then head on over to the show. It's basically just 2 blocks away from the arena.
It's super close.
So yeah. It's good and close. What else we got going on? Oh, Unwrapped tickets all this weekend, by the way, if you want to win starting tonight with the lovely Jolene.
Also, for a lot of people, if you don't have a ticket to the show, still come by.
Yeah, come by anyway,
absolutely,
man.
It's going to be a good time. All right, a question today. Who tried to do some good and did it work out? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Peter. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
So, a great story of no good deed goes unpunished. About 2 years ago, me and my dad were, I was doing Thanksgiving at my house in SeaTac. There was a homeless lady living under like a plywood piece by 7-Eleven near me, and I felt really bad for her. So, I always seen her, on the way home from work. So, me and my dad put together this dish. I mean, we just packed it, full of turkey, ham, potatoes, yams, green beans. Even got a piece of pie, with some whipped cream on it.
Damn.
Put nicely in containers, hooked it up in the bag, and we woke up to her. I was like, come with me, Dad. We woke up to her. She came out from underneath that little thing she was sleeping in and woke up to me, grabbed the bag, and then she freaking threw it at us and started screaming like, you MFers are working for the man, and you came here to get me or something, and all the food is just laying there on the floor. My dad, started laughing. I just kind of put my head down, and, it wasn't her fault. I'm not saying anything bad about her. Obviously, she's, mentally ill, but it was pretty funny.
You tried, man.
That's the part of the question. Did it work out?
Right. Yeah. Your heart was in the right place.
Did it work out?
You want to do the right thing? That's the response.
Peter, someone tried to help Ted get a nice Thanksgiving meal one year, and rejected them.
Yeah.
Right on.
That's still one of my favorite
stories. You got it, man. Yeah.
Look, it's Sunday morning, the Sunday before Thanksgiving, right? I'm going to the market on 3rd Avenue. Dan's.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I live in Belltown. Dan's was a great little, you know, market, right? Just quick stuff. But I guess the sweatshirt I was wearing, full disclosure, had a couple of stains on it or whatever. But yeah. I literally put it on. It was like, you know, go get a Sprite, something.
Right. Yeah.
Right. And I walk by and that mission and the recovery center is doing like a Thanksgiving dinner. The guy's like, free dinner. Come on in. And I'm like, no, it's okay. And he's like, it's okay. It's free. And I'm just like, God. And I'm like, I'm going to buy food.
Right.
And then I think when I walked back, he was even still out there like,
hey, come on. No,
come on, man.
Don't be ashamed.
Don't be ashamed. Basically, right. That's the way he was talking to me. Like, he didn't say it, but he's like, there's stains on your shirt. You're obviously yeah. not doing well. It's like, I'm living in a condo over there. I'm doing fine.
You must have been hungover or something. There's got to be more.
I mean, I'm sure I just looked like crap.
Yeah. Yeah.
And generally, most people don't just stroll up and down 3rd, but I don't care.
Right? Cause that's where you live.
But you're right. I'm probably hungover, so my eyes are droopy. I'm wearing that hoodie with just stains on it. You know, like the hoodie you wear around the house.
Sure.
Right? But it's 11 a.m. on a Sunday. Who's going to notice?
I don't think any of my hoodies look that bad.
I know.
Don't look that bad.
You're like, if you said, like, dress this part, I don't think I could do it.
I would have to
try to
something.
Walk by that. What could you wear to walk by that and get invited in? I don't know if I've got
That's
it.
A good challenge. Find your worst clothes, whatever mm-hmm. condition, walk by the mission on that particular Sunday, see if they invite yeah. you in on an assumption.
Maybe, like, my yard shoes, my grass-cutting shoes, you know.
Well, and it was, I mean, even at that time, it probably was a hoodie that was 15 years old.
It's all faded and
right.
Ratty.
So it's like, and I'm just saying, like, I would just wear it around the house all the time. So if a little food spilled on it, I wouldn't bother washing it. It was just like, all right.
Just saying, from his perspective, he says no one who has a roof over their head would look like this in public.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That was his assumption. If you look like this,
come on in, buddy.
And you're in public.
No, it's okay.
You can use some meal.
Like, did you ever go to that bar, Kelly's, on 3rd?
Yeah. Yeah.
You did?
I have.
I don't know.
That was probably the most dangerous bar in town.
I did not go often.
People get stabbed in there.
Yeah.
Like, remember the writer that wrote that whole book on dive bars in Seattle?
Yeah.
Like, we had him in, and even he said, I don't go in there.
Mike Seeley.
Yeah, people get stabbed in there.
Sure.
So it's like, those people, like, I saw people get beat up at Dan's before, so I was just like, it doesn't matter what I look like.
Apparently it does.
Who tried to do some good and didn't work out? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, VD. Welcome to the men's room.
Oh, God.
Hola, you sluts. How are you?
What's up, dude?
Are you back in town?
I am. I got back Wednesday night. I landed in the lovely Pacific Northwest at about 10:16, got off the road, and slept in my own bed. It was great.
All right. Okay. Didn't get stuck in snow or anything like that driving through Montana?
No, not Montana. I got stuck in the snow in just west of St. Louis because I-70 was a complete crap show. And there were spin-outs and there were jackknives, and I sat on the road for about 2.5 hours. I'm like, screw it. I'm getting off the road. I'm getting a room with me and my dog, Henry. I'm going and find myself something to eat. I'm going to drink whiskey. I'm going to fall asleep, and I'm going to get up in the morning and try this crap again.
Did you have to tell them that you had a dog, or did you just rent the room and sneak Henry in?
I did.
So the latter.
The latter. We get it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The latter.
I did that in Georgia and it worked out just fine. But I'm like, no, I should tell the truth. So I got to wherever the hell I was in O'Fallon, Missouri. And it was a hotel where they said they accept dogs. I'm like, cool. You guys take dogs. They're like, oh, no. We have new owners. We don't take dogs. I'm like, are you effing kidding me? Okay, so never mind. So I found a La Quinta.
Oh, lovely.
La Quinta, I'm
telling
you,
just like Palm Springs, man. They're exactly the same.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
La Quinta takes dogs, and it was great.
So they let you in, too.
Long story short, my uncle and I, he's 87, were going to breakfast last Tuesday or Wednesday. We stop in Woodstock, Georgia, and on the way there, the car we're passing, the hood flies up. We're like, holy hell. So we pull over in front of this car. It's a student at Kennesaw State in Georgia, and she's 22 years old, and she is fantastic.
This is why you helped her.
Well, of course.
Well, yeah, we're both single men at this point, so why not? So we get that we pull over. Like, do you need help? She's like, yes. I'm not sure what's happening. My father fixed the hood, fixed everything else. It should be fine. Well, the car is all dented up in the front end. I'm looking at the hood enclosure for the latch and the release, and it's just not sticking. I'm like, okay, hold on. Grab a bungee cord. Get on the ground. It's 28 degrees. It's raining. We're doing this thing. She's like, I'm not sure what to do. I'm like, I got this. It's fine. My uncle's there. He's great. Fantastic. So we get the hood latched, and I wrap it around a few times. I'm like, do me a favor. Do not drive fast, because your father did not know what he was doing, and you could die on the road. She's like, okay.
Godspeed.
Thank you so much. So we get back. My uncle's truck, go to breakfast. He's like, what do you think? I said, I think that she's going to call her father and say, you're a moron, but we did our good job for the day, and we saved her life. So that is my story.
All right. You're sticking to it. Hey, Jason, I hate to break it to you. We read the tragic story of a woman driving a Georgia, her hood popped back up.
Yeah.
She went off the road. All they found was a burned-up bungee cord.
She's just starting to graduate.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
You did the best you could. I like that. You only did it because she's good-looking. Like, yeah.
Of course.
Remember, there's a woman. And look, it's great when people volunteer, you know, when you're not an expert, right? So someone's missing in the woods, and you get 100 people go out, and they comb the area to find them. Typically, there's maybe 15 volunteers, but I think it was a year ago, there was a young woman who was lost in the woods. All right. They mentioned that she was naked in the woods, and something like 250 volunteers showed up.
They also showed a picture of her.
Yeah, like 247 of them were men. Like, I know why you're there. She will be found.
Eventually.
Yeah, I saw the picture. I'm like, man, we should take the day off and help.
That's why we excuse criminals with mugshots.
Yeah, exactly.
Look at that. Well, I don't know. I mean, if she was going to try to stab me, maybe I'd try to fend her off.
I follow mugshot hotties. And
You're being for real, aren't you?
Yeah. But generally,
is it Instagram?
Yeah, I think it's Instagram. Yeah,
mugshot.
And it's just attractive women with mugshots. But Miles is correct. I would say 90% of the time, it's either like DUIs or
mugshot babes.
Maybe it's mugshot babes or like trying to stab a guy.
Oh, here we are.
But it's never like ran a drug ring or white collar crime.
I forgive all of them. You're right. I mean, you just look at that. You're like, man, oh man, wow. What did she do?
Timber Marie.
Yeah.
Driving on a revoked driver's license, suspended ID.
Don't care.
Public drunk intoxication.
Don't care.
Again, a lot of DUIs, public drunkenness, and then stabbed her boyfriend. Or like burnt his house down.
Right.
Who tried to do some good and didn't work out? 206-803-ROCK. Well, I'm following it now.
Hello, Streeter. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, what's so funny? Hola.
Hola.
I'm on speakerphone. Maybe I can hear me better if I take it off. Hola.
Hola. Okay.
Hola. So I have nothing against firefighters. They are some very brave men and women, just as much, if not more so, than other local authorities. But I had a bad one when I came home from work to find the neighbor across the street hosing down his under eave of his house. And the smell of smoke, and then the sight of flames. So I ran across. This man spoke Spanish, probably maybe 5% English, but we both understood the task at hand, and that was to try to put out his fire. I just got off work 2:30 in the morning. I'm a bartender. I can't say or won't say the name of the bar at the time, but it's in a beer inn, and it rhymes with Bane's World.
We will never figure this out.
I know your clues are crazy.
No, never. But it wasn't, it was a different name, same location. Well, anyhow, I helped this guy with a hose inside and out around his fireplace. Long story short, fire department shows up and basically gives me anything but a dirty word in the middle finger for trying to help a neighbor put his house out with his garden hose. Like a cold shoulder, spoke down to immediately. Just it was just wild, and I made it very clear. Hey, I just got off of work. Saw my neighbor's house is on fire, and that he's watering his home at 2:30 in the morning. Thought he might need a hand when I saw flames and smelled smoke, but no. They were not having it and just absolutely kind of cold shouldered me. And then it gets a little better. The family, it was like a, I think it was a duplex, like a bi-level duplex kind of on a hill. I've never been there and I've never been behind it, so I can't say if it was, but it was definitely not, you know, a single. So anyhow, there's a family, at least 5 kids and 3 adults. And living across the street, we're standing out there as, you know, the professionals doing their job, right?
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, they're in their pajamas, and a couple of them grab blankets, but not everybody did. You know, it's an emergency. Smoke, fire, whatever. Firefighters beating on your house, you know. And so we invite them into our home, and our living room's, like, you know, right up front, all glass front, sliding glass doors and whatnot. And, They were just sitting out there for a good couple of hours before I invited them. Well, meanwhile, there's two of these firefighters in full gear, helmets and everything, but they set up a little table, like one of those tall folding plastic ones, you know, the ones that you can never get to open and close easily.
Yes.
Right, so they set it up, and they had all these snacks, waters, and bottled waters, a couple of different types of granola bars, and something else, like maybe like a, I don't know, a Ho-Ho or a Twinkie or something, some kind of confectionery individual wrapped. And
this is very specific. Did you let them into your house and feed them?
Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness, okay. We got there. I just say 5 minutes.
We took the family in the house, but I went and asked these two firefighters, like, hey, I think one of these girls could use some water. She keeps coughing. No EMTs checking them, nothing like that. They never came. But I just asked for like a bottle of water from one of these two firefighters standing there at the table like they were selling it. And they denied me. And I said, oh, well, it's not for me. It's, you know, one of these girls is coughing and I don't know, maybe she needs some water. And they said, no, this is a setup for firefighters only.
Okay, man, not to nitpick, but did you have running water in your home that you could have offered the coughing girl?
Yes, absolutely, but this was before they were in the home.
Okay, all right. Fair enough.
Okay. They were still sitting outside, yes.
Well, you did a hell of a job there, you know, putting out the house.
I mean, you just give them water. That's the one thing I know
flows right out of the
I've got in my house.
I have a cup, too.
I got it all, man.
I've got well, I think the firemen probably at the table. So there's got to be some kind of protocol if they're inhaling smoke.
Oh, guaranteed.
Right? Like, I don't think they were just being mean.
Nah, F that little girl.
The hell with firemen.
Wow. That's what I got out of that.
Yeah. Also, I hang out Buren a lot. His clue did not help.
Yeah.
It rhymes, what do you say? Bane's world.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm sure that bar did not want the free publicity. The last thing they want is to people know that they exist.
Yeah.
And you should go in there and patronize them. I'm not going to tell you what it is, because then people will go there and spend money.
I still like people that go like, yeah, I work somewhere. I'm not going to say what it was, but it rhymes with Bamazon.
Yeah.
No. Like, just say it. Right?
Just
freaking say it.
Say where you're working, dude. Jesus. You obviously want to.
Don't Google Bamazon. Who tried to do some good and didn't work out? 206-803-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.